Paul Plakas joins us now. And today we're going to talk about core training. And, well, I guess, Paul, what exactly constitutes the core when we're discussing core training?
Yes. Okay. So you can theoretically talk about, like, every joint in the body has a core. And the core basically means the innermost structure of a joint. But typically we talk about the trunk muscles as a core. A lot of people interchangeably use the abs, which is not a great interchange. So basically what it is, it's the deepest muscles around your trunk. There's different layers of ab muscles. The deepest layers are the transverse ab muscles. Then you have your internal obliques, which kind of run on the side. You have your deep lower back muscles, your diaphragm, your pelvic floor, and they all work together to sort of create this, they call it a hoop tension. And when you brace your stomach like somebody's about to punch you, what happens is the muscles in your trunk cinch together to absorb impact. And when you cinch it together, it kind of protects your lower back and your trunk. It gives it stability when you're doing any kind of sport or activity. So that's really what we refer to the core as, those muscles from the rib cage to your pelvis and the surrounding tissue around the deepest layers of fibers.
Okay. So now the core obviously is if you didn't have core muscles, it makes it pretty difficult to function, and eventually you're going to put a lot of strain on your back and everything else, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's this old adage that says you can't fire a cannon from a canoe. So you need a stable platform to have explosive work happening. So the core does a few things. There's three things it mainly does. First, it's like force transmission. So whenever you say, for example, you throw a ball, a football or a baseball, when you step forward, you got the ground reaction force going up through your legs, through your knees, through your hips, and it travels through your trunk as you're rotating, transferring the force through your arm and shoulder. So it kind of transmits force from the ground through your legs, through your trunk, through your arms. Another thing it does is just force reduction. So it decelerates your body. So when you do throw a baseball or a football, your core helps your arm slow down after the throw, because if it didn't help you slow down, you would rip your arm right off its socket. So there's a deceleration effect. Or when you jump, you land, the legs and the hips and the core help you decelerate your load with gravity. And the last thing it does is it helps you create force to overcome resistance against gravity or weight. So when you brace yourself and you're lifting heavy loads and squats and bench presses and overhead presses, that kind of stuff, it helps you create a force there to really stabilize, to overcome this extra force against gravity that you're pushing. So it does all three things. So it's kind of an important area to make sure you have strong.
So how do you train it?
Okay, so many different ways. A lot of people think that they should just do planks. Okay, so a plank is what everybody usually thinks is a core exercise. It can and cannot be. So a plank is where you're holding on your elbows, you're on your toes, and you're trying to keep your body nice and straight like a bridge. All that is, it's an anti-lower back extension exercise. So really your abdominals are trying to cinch together to stop the ground from pulling your belly to the floor and to prevent your back from sagging. So that is important. You don't want to have excessive back extension where your back is arching all the time, because it is hard on the back. But so ways of training it, you can just start off by just making sure when every exercise that you do, you keep your abdominals braced. So whether you're doing squats or deadlifts or even bench press or shoulder presses, you have a cinching effect in your trunk, so it's stable. So having that mind-muscle connection is kind of important. So you can do that. You can also directly work your core through exercises such as planks and leg raises and stuff like that. But you're going to make sure that you train those muscles in multiple directions. So those planks are just an isometric exercise where there's no muscle changing length, but your trunk rotates. So you want to do like twisting type movements where you're throwing a medicine ball or twisting with a cable. Your torso laterally flexes where it bends side to side. So doing side bends would be really good. Even back extensions, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure whatever movements your trunk does, you perform them in the gym as well as with compound movements.
Now, when you're doing planks, you know, you get on your, for people that don't know, you get on your forearms, you put them on the floor, your elbows, and then you straighten your legs out and you try to go in a straight line. And, you know, you try to hold it for whatever, as long as you can. The longer you can, the better it gets. However, I've been reading up on a lot that they say, if you want to do a plank properly, you should be engaging, in your lats and your glutes while you do it, because then it puts way more strain on your core and it's much harder.
Buddy, that is fantastic advice. You should become a personal trainer. So that's a whole other level what we talk about. So, yeah, what you'd want to do to engage the entire trunk musculature is, yeah, get your lats muscles. Those are the muscles that run along the side of your back. You want them down and together, depressed. You want that cinching effect in your abdominals, and you want your glutes to be tight and engaged as well. So if you can get the upper body with the hips and the trunk all stabilized, then you have the ultimate clinching effect where you can really produce a lot of force with your arms and legs. So yeah, that's really good to get eventually to there, but I teach people to sort of brace first and then get those other muscles involved step by step. But that's exactly what you want to do.
Paul, great stuff, man. Core muscles, obviously huge, important for people. Like I hear a lot that back pain comes from tight hamstrings, but strengthen your core muscles as we get older, and because we're sitting down more, is
absolutely
crucial, correct? Like that's something that a lot of people maybe overlook.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of times people think that my back is because I'm too tight. It could be maybe some flexibility problems, but often it's lack of strength in your hips and your core and other areas. So if you can definitely improve the strength in that area, then your back doesn't take as much stress. All the muscles are helping in various movements to help stabilize the body rather than just relying on your lower back alone.
Great stuff, Paulie. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a good one.
That's Paul Plakas from Custom Fit.